Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and I am so glad that you're joining me today. Our topic today is huge. We're going to be talking about social media and digital marketing and how businesses are doing or need to do what it takes to expand their online influence. Let's face it, this world is just so big, and you know, many of us come into this new arena where we hear words like social media and online marketing and digital marketing, and there are many new tools that have come into our business world that didn't exist 5 years ago, and many of them didn't exist in the last year or two. So many people are out there in the business world and they're confused. I have to say that in the last 5 years, I had the honor to meet a gentleman by the name of Lon, L-O-N, Safko. And Lon Safko is an amazing businessman. He was the inventor of the facial recognition software, and he wrote a book called The Social Media Bible, which is, oh my gosh, about a 1,000-page book. And he interviewed the founders and CEOs of many of these online platforms that today have become, you know, household words, things like Facebook, or in the virtual world, places like Second Life. And after following that book, Ron came out with another book, and the reason I mention it, the book's called The Fusion Marketing Bible, and he talked about the fact that what we need to do is combine, let's call it combining the old with the new. In our business world, we're always going to be marketing. And so it hasn't changed that we're going to be marketing. As long as we're in business and we have a product or service, we're going to need to do this marketing. And so the confusion comes is, how do you combine the things that we know in the areas of traditional marketing and media? What was traditional marketing and media? It was, you turned on the television set, you watched a TV program, and in between the programs, you had commercials. You had and still have physical newspapers, which people put in their hands, and in those papers, those were driven by the advertisers. And so that would, you know, those are traditional media. We still have traditional media. You could think of outdoor billboards. Those still exist. We still have traditional marketing where people actually gather and get together and they do networking. And so the challenge has become, how do we move into this new world and how do we integrate? Because if we put together what we've had so far, which is traditional media and marketing, with the new type of marketing that has become available, then what we are going to be able to do is put together a strategy that will allow us to use tools to be able to achieve our goals that we have in our marketing plan. And so many people hear social media, which is a big part of what we're going to talk about today, and they think, I'm just going to go get on social media. Oh, everybody's on Facebook, and they're on Twitter, and they're on LinkedIn. And so they jump on board these platforms, and they put the tool before the plan on what to do with the tool. So in essence, it's sort of like getting up in the morning, and you start building a house without the plans to build the house. And then they wonder, why do I not know what I'm doing? Why do I feel confused? And why don't I have any results? It's because they don't have a plan. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why they are doing it. They are just doing it because there's other people on Facebook and Twitter. So my greatest goal for you to learn today is to understand that we are in a great time, that we have the availability to do marketing to potential clients, as well as to connect and stay in touch with our existing clients. And many of these tools are now mobile and digital in ways, again, that were not available for us to market years ago. Now, we have a lot of power that is possible, and we have a lot of reach and influence that we can gain through these digital and mobile platforms. When you take a look at the mobile phone, if it's not right now, very shortly, there are at least going to be 9 billion of these devices, if more, that people are going to use. Our mobile phones are in people's hands. And so when you create and you plan your marketing, part of your marketing is going to go into this digital marketing arena. And part of the digital marketing is going to include social media. So why do I say that? Because in part of your digital marketing, just like people would write articles in a newspaper, you're going to write things and content that are going to go in the digital world. And then we'll talk about that in areas of our writing and publication, things like writing blogs and writing articles. So let's take a look at right now. I'm going to spend the efforts, now that you understand you should not participate in digital marketing or any marketing if you don't know why and if you don't know what and you're clueless, take a step back, come up with a plan, and ask yourself, who is my potential client and who are my existing clients? And there's a good term, it's called personas. And persona marketing says, I need to understand everything about this particular person that I'm trying to reach. What would the persona be? And the biggest companies and many of the smart small companies right now are creating the persona of that target customer. So if you say, for example, my target customer is a millennial person between 18 and 30 years old, and this particular person, their gender, their activities of what is it that they do in their life? What is it that they like? What is it that they eat? What is their entertainment? What is it that they purchase? And where will you find them to target a millennial versus my potential client is over 50? What are they, male or female? And what is their status and what is it that they do? Well, some of those people I may be looking for might be retired. That might be one of the group over 50. Another of the group over 50 may be in a position to reinvent their lives because whatever they had before is gone. They've lost their big corporate job. They've lost their retirement savings. They've lost their previous homes or lifestyle that they had when the market wasn't working well in 2009 and 2010, for example. And they are having to then take their skills that they've learned in life, business skills, life skills, and people skills, and they now have to figure out what to do for this current phase of their life to make money and to get themselves prepared with the finances and the things they need to ultimately retire because they're over 50 and now they have to do that reinventing. So it's a different person and persona that you are trying to market to, that you're going to use the tools that you have with things like social media when you are targeting somebody that's looking to work and make money or have a bit. So there are people that may want to work and have a job in the over 50 group. There may be people who want to own their own business. And if they're over 50 and they own their own business, what do we know? Hands down, flat out, positive, we know it. They are going to have to find their connection to online and digital marketing, the online space. They're going to have to get on a mobile device, a computer. They're going to have to do more than just physically network with people in person in order to really keep up and get the edge. They're going to have some connection to social media, but they're going to be in a different place than their children or their grandchildren are hanging out online. They may not be in the same music groups. They may not be going to the same concerts. They may not be going to eat the same food. They're definitely not going to be wearing the same clothing. They're not going to be necessarily driving the same vehicles. And they're definitely going to have different people skills, business skills, knowledge, and expertise to bring to the table to tap into than their kids or their grandkids. So this is all before you do a single thing in the social media. You have to understand, why do I want to be in social media? What is it that I want to achieve in social media? So you might say, okay, I'm going to do a certain amount of traditional marketing, and that's going to take up 25 or 30 or 40 or 50%, whatever percentage of your marketing is going to involve the traditional. And then I'm going to enhance that, magnify it, and multiply it using social media. And a really good example of this would be, let's say, for example, you chose to put an ad in a newspaper. Well, in that ad, there's going to be copy and there's going to be content. There may be pictures, but the fact that now there is an online market, an online marketing and social media, in this traditional newspaper ad, you are very likely to have a URL and direct people to your website. It's most likely that you're going to have something that will connect them to your email. It's very likely that you're going to connect them to your social media. Find me on Twitter. Like me on like our business on Facebook. Look up this, you know, click on this QR special code so that you can get additional information about our company. Download this app. So you are, in essence, combining, and you are using the power of, as Lon Safko would say, you are fusing together the traditional media with digital media and social media. So I have actually created, in my world, I've created what's called the Online Marketing Game Board. And what I say is that the new dynamics of this business of marketing yourself in today's world, which is going to include social media, which is going to include digital marketing, is a very different dynamic. And I use the acronym OPEC, O-P-C. And if you would write that down, O-P-E-C. And what that stands for is Other People's Energy and Contacts. And we work with, once you get online, I have to thank one of the folks in our network, Howard Appel, who is the publisher of a publishing newspaper, a traditional newspaper, which he's had that it targets the restaurant industry, and it's Today's Restaurant News. And also a shout out for him to have a speedy recovery in his most recent needs. So shout out to Howard Appel today. And in the issue of his Today's Restaurant News newspaper, 17 years traditional paper targeting the restaurant and the the business owners that own restaurants and the managers of the restaurants and the restaurant supply industry. But he featured an entire article that I wrote, which was a full page ad in this paper, and it says, "When you go online," the title of the ad, "you're not alone." And it's a new world for business to embrace the power, the speed, and the possibilities of adding online marketing to your already busy marketing mix. So when you get online, you're not alone. And that's why we have to look at the digital marketing space, and we have to plan what we are going to do here. As we talked about a few minutes ago, with about 9 billion mobile devices in people's hands that they're going to look at on an average of 150 times a day, you would believe that you would want to include in your social media plan something that is going to put you in mobile with the different activities that you participate in. Absolutely amazing. As we know right now, Facebook, probably 1.8 billion users on something like that. Facebook, these are names that you heard. And on my online marketing game board, what I'm going to share with you is that the goal is to be able to connect with people online, but ultimately to have online influence, that the messages that you share people consider them to be well-crafted and important, and important enough to share with other people, thereby taking advantage of the power that we have in the digital marketing and social media. Because once you create an online message, and these messages are called different things depending on what platform you are on. It could be called a post if you're making a blog post. It could be a post on Facebook, but it could be a tweet on Twitter. So let's take a look in the rest of our time together and ultimately understand that as you work your social media and you come up with your marketing plan and you decide who you're going to target, you're going to work towards having online reach and influence, which is also measured. The cool thing about being online, which I absolutely love compared to many of the traditional marketing that we've had along the way, traditional media, it used to be you put an ad in the paper and it was today's paper, and at the end of today, if tomorrow is a new day, there's a new newspaper coming out. And so you spent a lot of money to get a reach, hopefully to a lot of people seeing that ad, but what if they didn't see the ad today? Well, the fact that we now have this digital marketing, the way that the traditional marketing people of a newspaper can fuse together and get more benefit of digital marketing is that newspaper that is available that gets into people's hands in print, physical print, can also be available, if done correctly, in an online digital format that people can look at and read on a variety of devices, whether it be a laptop or their cell phone, that type of thing, a tablet, a computer. And once the newspaper, the same newspaper, has been delivered in a digital format, it tends to be available in many places as an archive where you can then go back and look at this article down the road. So if you were not available today to see it in the physical paper, but it was online and you didn't see it today, and you knew the link to that article, which a smart marketer would, if they were in the paper, have the link to that article or link to their ads and make that available to people in other forms of media, thereby really getting a maximum usage. I call it I'm a very holistic practitioner of media and marketing, and I believe that you want to put together using a variety of formats to get your messages to as many people as possible who will then embrace your message and do something with it, whether they buy your products or service, refer you to other people who can buy your products or service, or they advocate for you, they share and they spread your message about your products and services to a wider audience. So everything ties together. And people who know me and have experienced my energy in person will see that my energy is expansive. But when it comes down to the understanding of the real business picture, I see the entire big picture as this giant jigsaw puzzle that creates a whole beautiful picture when put together that ultimately has a structure that can be, made into something very beautiful. And that's what we share in this online social marketing. So in our rest of our time together, I want to talk a little bit about some of these social media platforms and some of the directions and places that you'll want to consider as you create and you develop your marketing plan and strategy. And then, and only then, when you have the marketing plan and strategy, will you come in and use the tools available to you in social media to be able to achieve those goals and to be able to expand your reach online for your business. Now, to increase online visibility and influence, a few of the different platforms are combined to create things called clout. Clout, K-L-O-U-T. Clout is a metric measure of the power and the scope of your online influence when you put a message in the marketplace in social media. Where is it going to go? How far will your reach be? How important is your participation in the market to brands and companies because you put that message in the marketplace? So if I were Lady Gaga and I was looking at my clout score, clout is based on a scale of 0 to 100, you would find that the Lady Gaga clout score is going to be in the upper 90s. You would find that the clout score, the measure of influence and what can happen with a message from a publication like Forbes, is a clout score of 99. So if I was looking to model, what is it that these companies or people are doing to have online influence, I'd want to be looking at what is Lady Gaga doing, where is she, and what is she doing? What is Forbes magazine doing? Where are they participating in what platforms? Especially if I'm looking to reach business people, I'd want to look at, with money, you know, I would want to look at like a Forbes. So we talk about Twitter as one of the metrics that is measured in clout. And Twitter, it sounds, the name sounds, you know, doesn't sound very masculine or very professional. But the surprising part about Twitter is that the messages that you create called tweets, I would ask all of you on board, if you are not registered on Twitter, T-W-I-T-T-E-R, that you do. I'm going to ask you to create a Twitter handle. And in the case of, if you can get your name, that would be great. If your name is not available and you have to go with, you know, something that would lead them to the type of business that you're in or the name of your business, those are, of course, other options. When I got on Twitter in 2009, I did not go under my name. I selected Successipes, S-U-C-C-E-S-S-I-P-E-S, which is the name of the talk show and the brand, talk show brand name I've used since 2002. And I originally started Successipes as an online talk show on the success-talk.com network, which was based out of Canada. And ultimately, and more recently, I have become involved in online media podcasting, which I came to from being a traditional radio and television host. I had my own daily radio talk show, and as well as a number of television programs traditionally on networks that you would know. So with Twitter, you create your handle, you create your account, and then you proceed to follow other people who you are interested in what they are creating and what they are saying and what they are doing. So it's perfectly, you know, great to follow people that are in your own industry and competitors. It is great to be able to follow people that you know in business that have been customers or clients or that you want to get to know better and to see what they are doing. And you create these short messages. And then, because you're dealing with such a small area of space on Twitter, you may want to do stuff like use shorteners. A shortener takes a long URL, a long web domain site, a long message link to an article or a blog, and it shortens it so that you can so you can fit it in the small space, and then people can click on it and get to that content. So very typically, if I will write an article and have the long, long link to the article, but I want my article link to appear on Twitter, I will go on to a a URL website shortening, a link shortening site like bit.ly, bit.ly. I will shorten it, and then I will take the short code and put it in the tweet so that I now can make a post. I also utilize what's known as hashtags. And any of our folks that are not familiar with what a hashtag is, if you look on the keypad of your phone, the hashtag looks like a pound sign. And what a hashtag does, if you use a hashtag in your tweet, you are going to, it's sort of like throwing up a flag and identifying a conversation or a topic or a keyword, and that tweet under that topic. So let's say that I am in business and I want to connect with all of the conversations on Twitter that have to do with business. And maybe I'm going to even narrow it down to not only business. I might have a hashtag business in my tweet, and then I want to maybe even be more specific, hashtag entrepreneur or hashtag startup. It could be hashtag Miami. It could be hashtag Broward. It could be hashtag WPB. But by using a hashtag, I'm going to put my tweet or my short message that I post, it will also then appear in the flow of all of the online conversations on Twitter that contain the identical hashtag that I have used in my post. So hashtags become a way that you can expand your reach. Remember, I said our goal in, if we're going to be stepping in the online social media digital marketing space, our ultimate thing that we need to do is to find ways to expand our reach and be able to get in front of more people more often, to be found more often, and ultimately for the goal of having more customers for our products or service. It's really, really ultimately simple. And if you get clear on what you're doing, why you're doing it, where you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, how often you get to do it, you're going to find that you can create amazing results. Now, also in the area of clout and influence, is going to be participation in Facebook. On a positive and a negative, with 1.8 billion users and 10 million apps available for that are being used on and through Facebook, with groups that are number of groups off the charts, Facebook has realized that such a big platform that they have, that they are doing more and more to get participants on FacePay to play. So there's no free lunch. And if you're going to pay to get in front of people, then you're going to have to look at things like, what is your budget and how are you going to effectively reach your audience? So this is going to be big for you. Foursquare is a site that measures, that is a review site. And if I wanted to connect with business people and I wanted to positively interact with them, I may want to be able to give them a positive review for their restaurant, for the concert, for a show. And then also under clout, which is all we're going to be able to do today, is a measurement in a visual format called Instagram. And Instagram is a site that is using visuals with pictures. It is exploding beyond imagination with the millennial group. If you are a restaurant right now today, if you are not taking pictures of your food and posting it on Instagram, you are missing the boat because Instagram is growing so fast. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are all sites that you can use hashtags. Again, the little sign and symbol to, you know, connect to a certain keyword or topic or conversation. But on Instagram, what is interesting, whereas you might only use one or two or three hashtags on places like Twitter and Facebook, when you get to Instagram, you need to use seven or eight hashtags to be able to make mileage. Folks, I'm Lori Wilk. It's been great having you here. Until we get together again, be safe, be successful, and goodbye for now. Check our links.